Thousands of men turned out for the annual Real Men Cook for Charity event last weekend. In several cities across the country, amateur and celebrity chefs shared recipes and wisdom at what has become a summer ritual. NPR's Allison Keyes has more.
Kofi Moyo, a Chicago native who just turned 66, makes some mean catfish. Just ask him.
It's a smoked catfish, yeah, and people love it, and they demand it every year.
And how did he come up with this famous Captain Kofi's candlelight catfish recipe?
Came about as a result of a terrible rainstorm that blew all the lights out in the neighborhood, and I had to go under the under the porch smoking this fish because the event was the next day, and it was candlelight.
Moyo and his wife Yvette founded this event 16 years ago, partly because, he says, he's a product of the 60s and wanted a way to change things for the better. Since its inception, organizers have raised more than $850,000 for various charities. It's held on Father's Day to help encourage men to stay involved with their families. Moyo says he also wanted a way to offset negative images of black men.
It's a crusade, if you will, to make sure that the weekend news has something other than body bag counts to talk about. You know, we dominate the news on Sundays unless there's some catastrophe in the locations where we are. So, you know, it's something that positive that comes out of it.
Moyo's book, Real Men Cook, Rites, Rituals, and Recipes for Living, just hit bookstores nationwide. The same men who come out and cook at the annual event also contributed recipes to the book. Submissions came from a variety of men, ranging from bus drivers and postal workers to U.S. Representative Danny Davis, who offered his recipe for special barbecue raccoon. There's also a mouthwatering recipe for red velvet cake.
It's no real secret for people who bake, but red velvet cake is really a chocolate cake with a lot of red food dye, and you will get a flavor shift if you're not careful.
The book often includes the men's stories of how the recipes came about. Moyo says he wanted the book to reflect the family atmosphere one finds at the Real Men Cook events. He says the table is where men share wisdom and teach those coming behind them. Moyo recalls the story of Richard Blackman, whose recipe is among those featured in the book. Richard grew up without his father, but learned from a man called Uncle Moody.
Uncle Moody cooked. And while he was cooking, he would tell Richard all kinds of things and take him places, some of them maybe nefarious kinds of places, you know, where you learn how to drink and and other kinds of things that people do as adults. So that kind of relationship is something that I consider a ritual, the taking of a young man into adulthood.
Asked how he handles snide remarks from those who think cooking isn't the masculine of activities, Moyo reads from the book's introduction.
In the traditional way of thinking, cooking is a nurturing activity, and nurturance is an attribute that is not commonly associated with manliness or maleness. I beg to differ. Men nurture, they just nurture differently. We do it differently, but it is nurturing, and it's very male.
And as for women who feel the kitchen should be their purview, Moyo offers this advice.
If they're that insecure about their cooking abilities, they have to resolve that in the midst of all the other things that go along in the quote-unquote battle of the sexes.
It's like that, huh?
It's like that.
Real Men Cook, Rites, Rituals, and Recipes for Living is in bookstores nationwide. Allison Keyes, NPR News.